In Afghanistan today, local officials say a top ISIS recruiter was killed by a drone strike. Today in Iraq, a senior official said that help from the U.S.-led coalition is not enough to meet the threat of ISIS. He said Iraq needs more advanced weapons. But Syria's foreign minister told neighboring Jordan, "We don't need your help fighting ISIS," after Jordan stepped up airstrikes against the group in the wake of the burning death of the Jordanian pilot. And of course, ISIS is now claiming that those airstrikes also killed an American hostage. The fight against ISIS is heating up, as is the question, what should the U.S. do? Senator Tim Kaine is a Democrat from Virginia, member of the Armed Services Committee. Senator Kaine, it was news to many Americans that there was a young American aid worker being held by ISIS. And then you had this highly suspect report from ISIS that she was killed in those airstrikes. Has the fact that Kayla Mueller is in the news, has that changed the way Washington is looking at this situation?
Well, every day there's mounting evidence for the proposition that the U.S. needs to take this ISIL threat seriously and that we need to, you know, engage against them militarily and otherwise. This young aid workers like Kayla do spectacular work, and she's been a hostage for more than a year. Now, I will say this, her death is not confirmed, and ISIS is known to misstate things like this, and certainly this would be the kind of thing they would say to try to drive a wedge between Jordan and the United States. That's not going to happen. But our hearts really go out to her parents, and entire family. What a horrible thing to have to deal with.
Awful, awful. But how much will it impact U.S. policy? Have you and Ambassador Susan Rice saying on Friday that the Obama administration's policy of no concessions to terrorists is under review? First of all, your thoughts on that?
Well, the basic policy of the United States has been, and this is really tough, obviously, if you're the family of somebody who's held hostage, you would want the United States to potentially negotiate or pay ransom for hostages. But the United States' position has been not to do that, and not to do it because there's a real legitimate concern that once you start paying ransom, you just encourage more kidnappings, you encourage more hostage taking. But bottom line, this, you know, I have been speaking out about the danger of the ISIL threat since last June. I have been telling the White House if we need to take military action, the White House should come to Congress and get authorization for it. Yesterday was the six-month anniversary of the war on ISIL, the president beginning airstrikes against ISIL. We still have not had a meaningful congressional debate. We've not had a vote. I'm heartened to hear that the White House is about to send forward a proposal. I hope that Congress will do what the Constitution requires of us and have a debate. We're not supposed to be at war without a congressional vote, and I've been frankly disappointed in my colleagues, both parties, both houses, for being unwilling to get into this debate and put their thumbprint on, yes, this is a mission that is in the national interest.
You are one of those who want to see a new War Powers Act. There was one instituted in 2001 before the invasion of Afghanistan. Several other military actions have taken place under that same act, and you are one who says we need a new act and a new debate. But what do you want as a result? Remember back in October when General Martin Dempsey, who's the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said U.S. ground troops will likely be needed in the fight against ISIS. He had to walk that back a little bit. But over the weekend, we heard a lot of voices raised saying we need boots on the ground to direct these airstrikes. Are you talking about, yes, you want to have a new debate and a new War Powers Act, but are you backing the notion of U.S. troops on the ground in Syria?
Well, first, Robin, we've got to have this debate because neither the 2001 Afghanistan authorization or the 2002 Iraq authorization cover this mission that we're now engaged in. Now, to direct the airstrike campaign, I think that makes sense. But again and again, what I've heard from folks in the region, and I just got back from the region 3 weeks ago, and I actually heard it from King Abdullah of Jordan last week on the horrible day when the Jordanian pilot was burned alive by ISIL, and that video was released. King Abdullah said, "This is our fight, not the U.S.'s fight." And I think the right way for the United States to act is to participate, as we have, vigorously in an airstrike campaign and providing arms and assistance. But I think the ground troops that need to win this battle are ground troops from the region. We can't police a region that won't police itself.
Do you worry about a bigger bloodbath in an already, you know, blood-soaked state, Syria, because of the news that Syria is saying to Jordan, stay out?
Yes, I am worried about a bloodbath there. We've already seen hundreds of thousands of people killed. mostly by the Assad regime and the civil war in the last few years. Millions of people are displaced as refugees. Some have fled over the borders into Iraq, Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, although some of those nations are now closing their borders because they've taken too many refugees. So there, I think there is a need for significant humanitarian assistance inside Syria. But I continue to assert there's no amount of American ground troops that can beat a homegrown extremism in Iraq and Syria if the nations in the region are not willing to stand up vigorously against it. We cannot be the policeman for a region that won't police itself. We can assist if they're willing to go all in against ISIL. We should be critical partners, but we can't take the burden if they're not willing to do it themselves.
Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia, thank you.
All right, thanks much.